and any ambitious greatness always fall, and only the small entities away from it survives. And we shouldn't oppose to one ideology or its opposing ideology, as they're both the product of the same hegemony. And things can only change only once we fully understand that we are the greatest authorities of our own selves. And those who pay the price of their leader will have to pay a double price once he is defeated. And obscene is the banality with which arrogance is rooted among those who only wish to root themselves. And while our spiritual flame keeps diminishing, the heat can still be felt. And any mystic passion will anyway have to come to term with the autistic obsession of the bourgeoisies. And the more our bodies move, the more our brains can flow without getting too rigid and break. And any form of authority acting above us ought to be assessed in accordance with our own nature. And civilization is always characterized by absurd extremes which in the end balance themselves out, but after an incredible struggle. And in the end it is society to strip us from the intimacy necessary for a genuine procreation. And there is no way to be socially responsible while also being naturally responsible, with the former being safer in the long term and the latter being safer in the longer term. And in the overly saturated hierarchical setup, any form of integration can only happen but as an enforced injection. And a man in the end amounts to nothing without a wilderness with which to measure his humanness. And as the falling of petals emulating the falling of leaves, all cycles incorporates all other cycles. And having dilapidated the luxuries of the aristocracy, socialism has in itself transformed into a luxury machine. And history teaches how, if a rational ideology manages to remove an irrational idolatry, a new idolatry will set in. And there is either the propaganda of the empire-driven people or the martyrdom of the humble ones that brings publicity. And in the end, who has access to nature are those who are most related to the capitalist enterprises destroying it. And the social design turns us into wasps while wanting us to be bees. We can only be without a design. And compliance with power means being sedentary, while non-compliance means being nomadic. And the civilized man is so mellow he confuses spiritual discipline to a form of fanaticism. And discomfort is the precondition of growth that the sedentary conformist does not accept. And those who follow their natural will would be most peaceful and content in a natural setting, but ought to be fighters in an industrialized artificial one. And if to be a slave is oppressing, but one can still retain its rationality, to be a leader is totally derailing. the higher the hierarchy, the more narcotics needed to stand life. And the more technology progresses, the more it is about destruction rather than construction. And in the end, it may be better to be part of the actual regiment rather than a bad imitation of it prior to our total defection. And in the end, we are but the product of a long jailing experiment actuated by the industrialized society. And at first is the prejudice that we can break with experience, and the last is the knowledge we can derive from it. And our tolerance is only relative to how much of a domesticated creature we want to be. And we just ought to understand that searching from afar we get lost, and searching on the spot we find the way. And in our constant awareness of the present, the past is flushed, and we can step in the future. And to resist the technological evolution, we ought to incorporate a most primitive approach to it. And moral values may only be there to justify the self-destruction of the hegemony trying to bring the periphery along. And the right interplay between artist-minded people and nature is harmony. And it requires aristocracy 1,000 hectares to be destroyed for the making of 100 hectares of peace and quiet. And in order to maintain external power, the interior spirituality ought to be continuously altered. And the arbitrariness of a modern monument bypassed the process of time, and therefore will disintegrate with time. And it is when our creativity fertilizes that we ought to become responsible, and everyone loses appetite towards us. And the growth of the infrastructure will also determine a growth of population, and therefore is never enough. And the childish and the musical and whatever altered are cultural manifestations promoted because they do not come to criticize the nation state we live in. And given that only through usage things are kept alive, that is why the rich ones rot with their things, as they cannot use them all. And it takes ages to make conventions, and a second to scratch them and set to war. And by entrenching itself, the fight for autonomy becomes in itself autocracy. And liberal societies seem not to gatekeep anything but the most essential thing, our autonomy. And all the social conquest that a class has managed to achieve for generations are wiped out by the conformism brought about by new commodities. And as history has shown, there's no such a thing as the withering of a state, as there's no such a thing as the withering of cancer. And those who are most vulnerable to die are not those who fight the disease, but the actual cause. And we prevent the coming of wilderness not so much because it is unpleasant, but because we hope into a collective agrarianism to come. And power is always a sword with two blades, killing both the oppressed as well as the oppressors. and the level of madness of an individual is, but the level of madness of a state trying to contain it. And in order to have the whole of nature domesticated, we ended up having the whole of our human nature domesticated. The more the governance, the more one ought to set up a self-discipline to stay out of it. And our subscription to anarchism is not because we don't obtain a place in society, but because we have no longer a place in nature where to manifest our will. The bigger the authority, the more it is constructive in the first part and deconstructive in the second. And there isn't a particular formula, but the one suggesting that everyone shall come up with their own. And stripped of our natural duties, we irremediably fall unless we are creative enough to find new ones. And by adhering to our nature, some sparks will come eventually to revitalize us. And the danger of the bourgeoisie is that it recreates artificially in the inside a world that it could find naturally in the outside.